That which we said is enough to have a Tzuris HaPesach. That's only the case where we don't have a Shutz HaRabim. If you have a Shutz HaRabim, it's a concept called Oseh Rabim Vatan Mechitza. The Rabim that are going through it, Vatan Mechitza. This is the reason why today's Eruvin do not work in a place that has a Shutz HaRabim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it has to be a door which is closed at night, and in Leila it's not considered Shutz HaRabim because the Rabim do not always have use of it. And also it's not Doimet to the Shutz HaRabim that was in the time right so in the Midbar. Shabbat brings other pshitas in a Mobekel. They say it's enough to have one door, which is in the Laila. You don't have to have them both sides. Continues the Mechaber. The Yeshayim, Abi Shayim the Nolus. Some say it's enough to have a door that can potentially be locked, but it does not have to be. Abu Tzolshi Ruyas the Nolus. It has to be a type of door that you potentially can close it. Shim Olyum Shukoyis Buffer. It's sunk into the earth, so you can't move him. The final is in the Takum Shiru, is you have to move away the earth in a fashion that if you want to, you can close the door. Once you did that, so now you don't have any more Shutz HaRabim, and that helps for the whole city as long as you move the Shutz HaRabim. The Shabrua over here says, what's considered Shutz HaRabim? There are many opinions that hold the Shutz HaRabim is when you have 600,000 people going there every day. And that's not so common, unless you live in Manhattan or London or wherever it may be. Maybe now in Yerushalayim. So that's what we rely on making this air from the Shutz HaPesach, because we assume there's not 600,000 people. But if you know there's 600,000 people, it's a problem. And Shabbat himself is not overly excited, even if there aren't 600,000. He thinks there are streets that are 16 amas wide.